Okay. Sorry, guys. I had to clear my throat. So this is the start of, I don't know, I guess another one of my random idea endeavors that I choose to embark on, if you will. Pretty much, like, I always get all these ideas, and I start them, and then they, like, I do something for a little bit, and then something sidetracks me, and I jump to something else, and then I jump to something else, and then everybody's like, well, what happened to all these, like, seven projects? Like, you know, you were making music, you were making videos, you were making beats, you were doing, you know what I mean? It's like, I never finish any of them. And I think it's time to finish where I start. So, with that being said, welcome to episode one of the Solo Cast. Now, I may need to change that title because I don't know. I haven't honestly checked if that's taken yet for a podcast. But if it's not, this is episode one of the Solo Cast. Let me get this gum out of my mouth. This is episode one of the Solo Cast by me, Ethan Truman. I also go by 17, and so that's like kind of one of my nicknames. And then to shorten that, some friends call me Sev. I call myself Sev. My social medias say Sev. But anyways, that's completely irrelevant. My name's Ethan Truman. I go by 17. And I decided to start this solo cast because, well, I'm at quite a, I don't even want to say crossroads. I'm at quite a point in my life where I should kind of be freaking out and should be really worried, but I'm not at all. And I wanted to make this solo cast because I tried to start podcasts before. One with my friend Blake. It was called a Talk to Remember podcast. Pardon me. And I know that's a great name. That didn't end up working out. Like, we did like four or five episodes, but after that, he just started picking up a whole bunch of overtime at work, and you know, gotta do what you gotta do. So that didn't pan out. Then I started another podcast after that called The Mobile Cast with my friends Tanner and Matt. And, you know, we just couldn't all three get on the same schedule. It's super hard when you all work different jobs. And throughout that whole time, I lived in three different states. I lived here in Indiana, where I'm currently at, which is my home state. I've lived in South Carolina, and I've lived in Missouri. And all of which led me back full circle to here in Indiana. And you might be thinking, well, what is this podcast going to be about? And my answer to that is I have no fucking idea. But I wanted to do it because if there's one person I can count on to do this, to do a podcast with, is myself. I enjoy my own company, and I know I'm not going to let me down. So I wanted to do this podcast because I'm so big on podcasts, and I really like that type of, I don't know, platform, I guess, because it gives you a voice when you don't necessarily have one otherwise. Because, like, for me in school, I wasn't, you know, an unpopular kid, but I wasn't popular by any means. You know, I hung out in a crowd of people that, some of which were popular, some of which weren't. We were kind of just kind of like in the middle, you know. But I always kind of felt like, I don't know, I kind of felt like I pulled myself from being involved with them a lot. And that kind of made me feel like I was less than, when in reality, I wasn't necessarily less than. It's just like my brain told me, like, dude, you're not cool enough, or you're not wealthy enough, or, you know what I mean? I guess I just didn't feel like, I don't know. It's really hard to explain, but my point behind saying that is that I love podcasts because you put it out there and you never know who's going to listen. And it could be people in school that didn't even know who you were before this. And you could say something on a podcast that could like change their life or inspire them or something. And although I might not be the person to change somebody's life or inspire somebody, you know, I might. And as for now, this is me doing a podcast with myself, talking about pretty much anything that comes to mind, because I'm really sporadic. Is that a good word? I'm really like, I don't know. I'm all over the place kind of, and I get all these crazy ideas and thoughts and stuff, and it's like sometimes I really want to share them because they're like, I have these epiphanies, and I feel like people, I feel like if people could see the world or see their situation how I see mine, everybody would be happier. Everybody would have a better outlook. So I guess a little background for right now at this moment is I'm 26 years old. I moved back to Indiana here in my hometown, and I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. You know, my source of income right now, I didn't even like decide, like when I moved away from Missouri and back here, I was like, man, I got to get me a new job. But then I'm like, you know what? This flipping stuff is actually making me $1,500 to $2,000 a month profit. And so what I mean by that is about 11 months ago, I started reselling. And it's all because I watched a video online from one of my favorite humans on earth. His name's Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of him, and you might have positive or negative views of him, but all I'm saying is I watched a video. I love that dude. And I watched a video that he put out called Trash Talk. And it was essentially him doing what he did when he was younger, which is go to garage sales, buy a bunch of random shit that you think has some value, and then sell it like at the local. So like in his situation in the 80s or 90s, he sold it at like flea markets and stuff like that, you know. Well, now we have the internet, so he was showing people like, you guys are living in the best era to make supplementary income or to create a way for yourself to make money without having to go to a job you hate, thus being able to live on your own terms and do the things that you are passionate about while not having to go to a job that you fucking hate. So the video is him nowadays and his, you know, quote unquote film crew. You know, they'll like film him with their phones or something, or like they'll sit in the car while he goes to garage sales. And he goes to garage sales and he gets things and he literally posts them on eBay and he flips them. And I watched the first episode of it, and he was just pretty much showing us like, guys, this is real. This shit is real. Like, this flip life is real. And you can do this. And I was like watching it, and then I was so inspired. And then I closed the laptop and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. But then I started telling myself the same shit we all probably do. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to do the shipping, and you know, how am I gonna weigh the packages and like, you know, all that stuff. I don't know how to print the labels for the when I sell something or even list. And people, like, those are excuses that people automatically, I feel like it's human nature for 95% of people to just come up with an excuse right off the bat. And so that was my excuse, and I'm like, eh. And then I told myself I couldn't do it. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, you know what? Enough of that. You've been doing that shit your whole life with random stuff that you get interested in. You talk yourself out of it before you even give yourself a chance. So what I did was I just looked up YouTube videos, and I watched like 5 to 10 YouTube videos on how to do eBay. And I bought a shipping scale off Amazon used, because I didn't have much money at the time, for like $30, and it weighs the packages. I ordered free boxes from the post office through USPS.com. I bought like 8 rolls of tape off Amazon for like $15 or some shit like that. And I bought a wireless printer at Walmart for $30. And then once all that came in the mail and I had the whole setup, I went to yard sales and I started just, honestly, I started buying everything. Like everything, I was like, oh, I could probably flip that. I could probably flip that. And within like my first month and a half, dude, I made, sorry for saying dude, it's just a habit. Some of you are probably women. But within my first month, I literally probably made like $700 extra of profit from $40 that I spent at a yard sale, or more like 10 yard sales. But since then, I've been learning more about what items do sell and what items don't sell. And I've been doing some retail arbitrage, which is essentially going into a retail store, finding an item that's on sale or on clearance or underpriced, and buying it and then selling it online for more. That's what retail arbitrage is, if you ever hear that. The word arbitrage, the word arbitrage pretty much means there's a gap in what it's selling for and what you can get out of it. So I've been learning a lot about retail arbitrage and doing rather well on that. And like I said, I'm to the point now where that is my source of income at the moment. Now, I'm going to get a job here. Granted, I make like around $1,500 to $2,000 a month, depending on the month, just from that of profit. And that pays all my bills. And that is an incredible feeling at 26 to know that I have something that even if all else fails, I can pay my bills from going to like yard sales. And like, people might think that's goofy or corny or whatever, but who cares what people think about your hustle? Your hustle is your hustle. You know what I mean? That's the way I view it now. So anyways, long story less long, even though it's long. That's what I do now for income. And I'm going to get a job because I need insurance. But I'm hoping that this flip life will get me to making $3,000 to $4,000 a month. And at that point, I will quit the job and that will be my main source of income. And that will allow me so much free time to do things like this, for instance. Like if I was working a job right now, I wouldn't be able to do this. And, you know, it's literally 11. Let me look. It's literally 11:27 p.m. So, and I'm sitting, let me give you the background for those of you that are just listening and not watching. I have my camera set up here so I can record and film it. I'm literally sitting at an old movie theater in my hometown that they shut down. And for some reason, I really like being here. It's just a vibe. Like, I don't know. I come here late at night. I ride my bike. And I ride my bike over here. And a lot of times, I just write. Like, I write music. Lyrics. And I don't know, just like the feeling over here is just so, it's like nostalgic, but it's also like, I would say it's like 30% nostalgia and 70% freedom. Like just riding my bike at nighttime is just, it just feels so freeing. So here I am sitting here at this abandoned movie theater at 11:30 at night doing this. And I'm pretty sure I was talking about something else before that, but I have a really bad memory, so I can't remember exactly where I was going with that. But anyways, I'll just kind of like segue off of what I was talking about right here with the freedom feeling in this movie theater. I ride my bike around at night a lot now because of being self-employed and having that freedom. And I literally just like, I park over at the gym and like I'll go to the gym, get a little workout in, and then come out of the gym and get my bike out of the back of my car because I carry it with me everywhere. And I just put my headphones on, listen to the latest album that inspires me and that makes me feel like excited. And I just cruise, man. I just ride. And when I say bike, by the way, I'm talking bicycle, the pedal ones, not the motor ones. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like I just ride my bike around at nighttime and I just feel so happy. And it's so weird because I'm at a point in my life right now where I should be so worried, man. Like I'm 26, currently single, currently back in my hometown, all my friends from high school, well, I don't want to say all of them, most of my friends from high school that I had in high school, we don't really keep in touch anymore, but like, you know, it's like the typical lifestyle, you know? They are getting engaged, they're getting married, they're having kids, they have legitimate careers because they graduated school and didn't drop out like me twice. And you know, but the thing is, like, I used to, like, when I first dropped out and when I second dropped out, when I dropped out the second time, I used to think that I was kind of like a loser, man. I used to think, man, what am I doing? I don't know. I just hate school. And it wasn't that I was bad at school. I was getting 4.0s. I just hated it. It just wasn't for me. And I'm just not one of those people that can, like, push himself through something that he doesn't like. I always do something I like to do at that time, which is why I'm not consistent with a lot of things, because I, like, if I stop having fun with it, boop, on to the next. And here we are, landing ourselves here. But what I'm saying is, I should be worried right now. 26, no degree, no job, back at home in this town. Like, everybody else lives in Chicago, Nashville, Orlando, Savannah, Los Angeles, you know, like, all these people live here. And but it's like, at some point in the last 2 years, I don't honestly know when it was, but at some point in the last 2 years, I realized I don't want what they want, and they don't want what I want. And although they might have it figured out, I don't. And that's all right. And I realized that it's not a bad thing to not have everything figured out at 26 years old. Even though people think, and even though your parents might pressure you, and even though the adults and your grandparents and your parents' friends and your, you know, people like that, even though all of those people might look at you like, what are you doing? You're 26. You know what I mean? Even though they all look at you like you're behind, you're not technically behind. You're just self-aware for the most part. You know, there's some people that just, I don't know. But at least this is how I feel about myself. I'm just self-aware to know that school is not it for me. And school is not it for a lot of people. And a lot of people just push themselves through it. And, you know, salute to you guys. But if that's not what you're passionate about, I just don't see the point, you know? Like, don't get me wrong. I think that there's certain things in school that you do need to go to school for. But, you know, the more and more that technology improves and the more and more that small businesses are started without business degrees, and the more and more CEOs that you see that never even went to fucking college to begin with, the more that happens, the less need there is to go to college. It's a lot different now. But don't get me wrong, if a doctor is going to operate on me, I don't want somebody that taught themselves on YouTube. Obviously, you know, like, I want that doctor that went to college for 12 years or 14 or 16 years, however long it is. Salute to those people. But for me, I don't feel like a loser anymore. And I'm sitting here and I'm so happy and I feel so free. And it sometimes it just doesn't make any sense. And if I were to tell that to somebody, that, like, if I were to talk to somebody from my high school that I used to be friends with or something that I haven't spoke to in a long time, and, hey, yeah, they would ask, hey, Ethan, what are you up to? And I'm like, yeah, I live back in Terre Haute and I don't have a job, but I make my own money selling things, e-commerce, and, no degree. No, I don't have a girlfriend right now. No, just me trying to figure it out. They'd probably look at that and be like, that dude messed up. And, you know, some of them might not. I'm not going to say they all would. Some of them might not. But some of them might, you know. A lot of them might. Maybe the majority, I would venture to say. But I don't feel that way, you know. And, like, I just feel so happy and so confident for some reason. Like, I don't, like, this is the most lost I've ever felt in life, but at the same time, it's the closest I've ever felt to finding my purpose in life, to finding success, however you define that. You know, for me, I guess I used to look at it as like, you know, I want to make 150K a year. You know, I want to have a wife, two kids, live in a nice house, because I had some shitty houses growing up. And, you know, I bounced around a lot of places, but I want to have that one solid home. Like, that's what I used to look at it as. That was success to me. And don't get me wrong, a lot of that's still true. But the money part changed. And money is so unimportant to me now. And it's just wild, because I sit here and I think about it and I'm like, man, why am I not stressing over money? Sometimes I sit here and think, like, why are you not stressing over, like, why are you not applying and getting jobs? You're only making like 1500 to 2 grand a month. And that's, you know, it fluctuates here. And sometimes I'll make like 2300 a month. Sometimes I'll make like 1100 a month. You know, it fluctuates, but I'm not even tripping about it, bro, because I'm so happy. And I'm so free. Like, it's incredible to me, and it literally blows my mind that I've put myself in a position over the last 11 months that I have income coming in from things I do on the side that I enjoy. I have enough of that coming in that I don't have to go to a 9-to-5 right now. And like, you know, it's probably smart to. But right now, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do next, you know? And it just blows my mind that I can pay my bills with my side hustle. And I have all of this extra freedom. And it's so fucking cool, man. Like, and there's not a lot of times in my life where I'm like, hell yeah, man, you did it. Proud of you. But like right now sitting here, I'm so proud of myself for being able to do that. And I guess I never really said that out loud. So sitting here talking to myself is kind of wild. And if anybody were to drive by this abandoned movie theater and see me sitting here talking to a phone with a camera pointed at me, they'd probably be like, the hell's that dude doing? But I wouldn't care. You know why? Because we're all in this world and we're all walking our own paths and we're all just trying to figure this shit out, man. So salute to everybody doing their own thing. You know what I mean? Like, somebody might look at me holding a camera and vlogging or something in town, but then they look away. You know why? Because they got their own shit to worry about. Oh, what's that dude doing with the camera? Huh, I don't know. That's weird. Boom. Guess what? They're on to the next thing. Who cares, bro? Who cares? I'm just out here creating. I'm just out here sharing my thoughts and, you know, trying to find my purpose is the biggest thing. But I'm so happy right now. And this might all sound jumbled up, but I don't know. I just wanted to, like, start this podcast because I've been thinking about it. Like, oh, I'm going to do a solo cast, just me talking by myself. But then I'm like, oh, you know, some of those questions came in my head. Oh, what am I going to talk about? Am I going to get sidetracked? You know what I mean? What if I don't? It's just like, bro, just start it. So here we are, guys. And I'm here. And it's 11:30, probably 11:45 at night right now. And I'm just chilling, bro. And I'm happy as fuck. And I don't care about money. Like, don't get me wrong. You need enough money to pay your bills and to put food on the table, you know? And there's times where I'm like, shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my account's getting low. Like, fuck, you know, peanut butter and jelly for 3 weeks. But all of that is not going to matter in the big picture. Because I'm going to be able to look back in 10 or 15 years from now and be like, dang, I remember that kid. I remember that kid that sometimes he'd worry, like, oh, you know, like, oh, do I have no money for this? Or, you know, it's just like, I'm so happy and so cool with everything. Like, I know I should be more worried, but I'm just not. And I know, because I know none of this, nothing that I could worry about right now is going to matter in 10 years. And I'm already there. I'm already 10 years ahead, just waiting on me. I don't know, man. I'm just taking it all in. And sometimes, like, when I'm riding my bike at night by this movie theater, or, like, last week I was riding my bike It's probably like 1 a.m., honestly. It was pretty late last week. But I was riding my bike, and I rode over by the mall. And it's like, our mall here in this town used to be so popping. But a lot of stores closed down now. They took the signs off the front of them. And it's like, the mall, even when it's open, is like damn near vacant. And it's so weird to see. But at nighttime, when I ride past it, you know, of course it's closed. But it's like, I get that nostalgic feeling of like, man, I remember when I used to walk through these halls of this mall and thought it was so fun in like seventh grade. And we would walk from there to the movie theater to go watch a movie. And it's like all those people are gone now. Like, most of them are still alive, but those people are gone and they're out living their lives. I about dropped my phone, sorry. Those people are gone. They're out living their lives, and I'm just here cruising around, and I'm so happy. And it's like, I'll be riding around, and last week, like I'm talking about, I just like stopped, man. And I had my headphones on, listening to music. I took my headphones off, and I just stopped, and I just sat there. I'm like, man. And I had this epiphany, and it was craziest feeling. And it was like, my friend Blake, when I told him about it, referred to it as, so you kind of had a flash forward. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. I had a flash forward, you know? And pretty much what I mean by that is, I was sitting there 1 a.m. on my bike, and I just knew with the happiness I was feeling inside and the freedom that I was feeling inside, I just knew that at age 46, 20 years from now, that this is the exact moment I'm going to look back on and wish that I could go back to. Like, you know, when like, for instance, like us now at this age, whatever age you are listening to this, when you reminisce on your past, one of those times that you think about, it's not necessarily the thing that happened, it's how it made you feel. You know, think about that. Like, if you're reminiscing to, I don't know, dating somebody or being with this friend or that, you felt free in that moment, right? Like, that, you know, those memories of those people, you just felt so free and like worryless, if that's a word. Like nothing even mattered but that moment. That's the moment I have a lot riding my bike. And last week I was sitting there by the mall and I just had that moment where I'm like, yo, I can feel right now in my soul that this right here is the very moment that I'm going to look back on and say, man, I wish I could go back to when I was 26 riding my bicycle by the mall and at that shut down movie theater. I wish I could go back to those days because I remember how happy and free I felt. And it was just crazy sitting there thinking that. Because, like, you know, people might think sometimes, like, oh, yeah, I'll probably miss times like this. But no, like, it was really a deep inner feeling of just knowing, like, man, this is it, man. This is, like, one of my peaks emotionally. Like, I just couldn't explain it. I was just overwhelmed. And I knew that, you know, that's it. You know, I'm going to look back on days like that, nights like that, that exact night. And nights like this, you know, episode one of this solo cast. And, you know, I don't know where this is going to lead me. And, you know, it's just another, this solo cast thing is just another platform that I'm creating for myself to speak when I don't have a lot of people to talk to. And, you know, my friends are busy. I have a couple friends here in town, but, you know, they're busy. Life, man. Life. We're all walking our own. And, you know, I get it. So people are busy and sometimes I just want to talk, man. So the solo cast is me talking. So I don't know. Like, I know I rambled a lot and you probably are sitting here. If you listen this far, thank you. But if you listen this far, you're probably sitting here thinking like, bro, I don't even know what I just listened to. This dude just rambled about everything. But I just kind of wanted to give like a backstory of who I am, where I am, and my thought process on my life right now, because if you're anything like me listening to this, and you don't got a college degree, and you're single, or, you know, or maybe you're with somebody, or like, but you just feel like lost because you're looking at everybody else that you think has it all together. They got a career, that, you know, they got their degree. Bro, you don't need to think like that. Like, seriously, because think about it. You are different. They are different. They wanted to be, you know, an insurance agent, or a work as a marketing consultant, or, you know, they wanted, that's what they wanted to do. And ask yourself, do you want to do that? If so, well, fuck, go back to college, bro. But if not, then, you know, find what you want to do, find what you're passionate about. And if that's 10 different things, if you get 10 different ideas or 15 different ideas, oh, I should do this, I should do that, just start, bro. Just start. People might listen to this podcast and think this shit is dumb, but it doesn't matter, because I think it's cool. And I never valued somebody's opinion more than my own. And I guess that's the foundation of me. And just sitting here saying that is like, I don't know, I guess I never realized that till I just said that, but that's what kept me away from a lot of negative situations. That's what, you know, got me into some shit, you know, when I probably should have compromised with certain people or whatever. But all in all, that's what got me here. And that's what made me who I am today. You can't tell me shit. You know, I take it with a grain of salt, because what I think of me and what I think of what I'm doing is much higher on that pedestal than what you think of me. Even if you support me, cool, thank you, I appreciate it. But nobody supports me more than I do. And that might sound like it doesn't make any sense, but it really does. And that's the reason I'm doing a fucking podcast talking to myself. But here we are, man. And it's getting late, and I want to get something to eat, but I'm going to go home and live frugal and have a sandwich, man. So this is it for episode 1 of SoloCast. And I don't really know where I'm going to put this out. I think I'm going to try to put it out on SoundCloud for now, and YouTube, my YouTube channel. And that's it, man. So episode 1 of SoloCast has wrapped up. And I guess, I want to do like segment. I guess I can start like segments and stuff to like actually kind of structure this podcast a little bit better in the next episode, because, you know, I don't want to make it much longer than 30 minutes, and I think I just crossed 30 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, but let me leave you with this. I want to leave everybody, because my favorite podcast is the Joe Budden podcast, and they always do like sleepers at the end of songs that they think people should listen to that get slept on or not listened to enough, you know? And so for me, I want to pretty much bite right off that, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I want to either pick like an artist or an album or a song that I'm listening to that I think maybe somebody else would like. So right now I'm listening to a album by a dude named Gashi. I think his name's Gashi. Gashi? It might be Gashi. I don't know. Gashi. This is the first time I heard of him. He just dropped an album, and it's pretty good, man. Like, if you like hip-hop, it's a vibe. And there's one song on there called Driveway. And, man, that's just my shit. But anyways, this is 17 signing off, guys. Go listen to Gashi's new album, especially the song Driveway, okay? I will see you guys next week. Talk to you guys next week whenever I get a rhythm with this. But, yeah, thanks for listening to episode 1 of a SoloCast. I'm your host, Ethan Truman, a.k.a. 17, and I'm out.